Sean like him sweetest friends this year should be a specialist for Marine Wells Yichu. Moshe Veshnari Sam Moshe Mordechai Linishmas, Os Esther Bas of Shmuel, and Bati Esther Bas Sev Dov. It's based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. The holiday of Pesach is surrounded by avoda that relates to Das. We give over our Das to our children, Derech Mitzvah Svigar de Labincho. We have Bittul Chametz with our Das. In order not to be over on the Isser of Bayer Bal Yemotze, we save Amartim Zevach Pesach on the Korban Pesach using our Das. So we're going to talk about a little bit of our Das and the Avodiv Das and Pesach. It says, Vayikach Moshe, etc. Valisim etzis Moshe mizei tchem. So Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef, who had asked that the bones be taken from Mitzrayim. Chazal darshan that some of the bones of all the Shvatim also went with Atzmas Yosef. But you see that the Atzmas Yosef are the Iker. Valisemes Atzmosai mize itchem. So together with the Atzmas Yosef, they also took the bones of the Shvatim. But the Iker were the bones of Yosef. It says in Bereshis 50:25, Vayesh ba Yosef es b'nei Yisrael lemer b'kotiv kol elokim eschem b'alisem es atzmoisem yizeh. So bring up my bones. And here we have in the Pasuk at Shmos Yud Gimel Yotes that Moshe took the Atzmos Yosef with him because he made the b'nei Yisrael swear that God's going to remember you. B'alisem es atzmoisem yizeh itchem, you should bring up my bones together with your bones. So you bring up, and there's a remez to the bones of the Shvatim. But the Iker are the bones of Yosef, and the bones of the Shvatim are just going together with Yosef. She says, we learn that from the Itchem, together with your bones, bring up my bones. But the Iker are the bones of Yosef. So we're going to explain why Yosef is the Iker in this Geula. The end of Parashat Shmos, it says, Atot tira asher esel paroi, Rashi explains, Moshe Rabbeinu complains, why did you send me? And Hashem says to him, alright, I'm going to send the Jews al korchem against their will. They're not going to have time to make tzeda, to have provisions for the way, to make provisions for the way. So it would appear that the inyan of not making tzeda relates to the fact that they were expelled from Mitzrayim against their will. And it's not been mikra that they didn't have tzeda, but no, they go together. You're going to be expelled against your will and you're not going to make provisions for the way. Also later on, we see in Parshas Bo 12:33, they quickly became stronger to quickly get them out, to send them away, and they carried their butzek, their dough before it became chametz, and it says Vayofu is habatzek ugois matzos kilo chametz ki golshu memitzrayim begam tzeda lo asu lam. Rashi says magid shvochem shel Yisrael shelo amru heach neitzela mitbar belo tzeda ele haminu velchu vu shemeforash bekabala zacharti lach chesed neuraich ahavas kluisayich lechtech acharai bamidbar beeretz lo zeruah maschar mefurash acharav kodosh Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. So it says that they baked the dough, matzos, because they didn't have time to make chametz, because they were expelled from Mitzrayim, and they didn't make provisions for the way. Rashi says this is the shevach of the Jewish people. They didn't say, how are we going to go out to the desert without seder? Rather, they believed in God, and they went. And that's what we see in the Navi. I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of our marriage. You went after me in the midbar, in a land that wasn't planted. And what's the schar? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. The Jewish people are holy to Hashem. So we see lahedya, a kesher atzmi, an inherent connection, an intrinsic connection between the inyan of not making tzeda, which is matzah. They didn't have time for tzeda, so all they had time for was matzah, together with the gulshum in Mitzrayim, They were expelled from Egypt, Baal Kolcham. The two are connected. They made Ugos Matzos Kiloch Hametz. Why? Because Kigul Shum Mitzrayim Begam Tzeda Lo Asulahem. So you see that we have this inyan of the Matzah of not having Tzeda together with the because Gul Shum Mitzrayim, because they were expelled from Mitzrayim. So the two are connected. The Iasias Tzeda, and they're not making provisions, and the Gerushin. And we can explain this based on what Chazal tell us in Shabbos 119b, that if you're Oina Amen, Bechol Koychoi, Poischen Lo Shari Gan Eden, if we answer Amen with all of our Koyach, all of the gates of Gan Eden are open to us. Shenema, Pischu Shearim, V'yava Goy Tzadik Shoymer Amunim, Artikli Shoymer Amunim, Ela Shoymerim Amen. So if we're Oymer Amen, we get the Pischu Shearim, they open up the gates of Gan Eden, explains the Me'aral in Nesiva Amuna, Nesiva Soilim, Nesiva Amuna, in the first parak, that the opening of the gates is mashma, that something was lacked. And that's because the Makom of Gan Eden is a place that is very ruchni, and it's not soivel adovel gashmi. And therefore, hadama gashmi lo shayach lisham v'sagul lefanav. So a person is not shayich to Gan Eden because he's such a gashmiistic person. But when he's mamin b'Hashem Yisbarach, he's dovek in that place. And through that, he's also considered ruchni, and he can have shaychus to Gan Eden. That's the Maral and the Nesiv Hamun. And now, man, before sin, was in Gan Eden. Nevertheless, all of his needs were taken care of him, taken care of, as we say in the Birchas Chasanim, Kesamecha Yitzilcha b'Gan Eden mikedem, v'alidei zeh haya muchan la'avuda ruchanit, le'ovda u'lishomra. And he was commanded not to be oisek in the da'as of Tov v'ra, only to be dovik in the Eitz HaChayim, completely samuch, completely reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he sinned, and he went to the Das Toiv Vara, so the air of Gan Eden could no longer take him, and no longer was fitting for him to be in Gan Eden, he was expelled from there. And there was also a Lat Acherem Esapeches, this sword that was revolving, to Lishmol Derech Eitz HaChayim, to guard the path of Eitz Chaim. In other words, Hashem made man straight. Asa Elokim es Odom Yosher v'hema bikshu chishvonos rabim. God made man straight, and they have all these different calculations, crookedness. And when a person is mamin b'Hashem, he goes back to the Yashrus as God created him, and all of the locked gates are opened up. And with this, it would appear that B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, we went back to the Mile of the Avos, or are called Yesharim, as it says in Bamidbar 23:10, Tamus Navshi Mois Yesharim. Let me die like the Mis of the Avos, said Bill, like we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dafcha Fehamin Beis. Because they were Oimed B'Nisayon, they didn't ask how are we going to go to the Midbar without Mizonis and Seda. That's the Mile of Bitachon that takes them out of the air of the atmosphere of Eretz Mitzrayim, whose whole inyan is of a hafkoe, is a preclusion, removes them from Bitachon. But now that they had Bitachon, they are mufka from Mitzrayim, they're taken out of Mitzrayim. And it's an open pasuk, Devarim 11:10, Ki Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, that you can water from the Nile, but rather lemotar hashamayim tishtamayim, we drink from the sky. And when they were zochet to the das of gadlus, to be boiteach v'samuch al Hashem, hefach makom meitzarim v'katnus hadas shel eretz Mitzrayim, now that they were zochet to das of gadlus, to rely on Hashem, the opposite of the narrowness, the Mitzarim of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means narrow places. The Katnas Hadas of Mitzrayim. Ashuv lo halama otam ha'avir shel Mitzrayim. So no longer was the atmosphere of Mitzrayim fitting for them, and they were expelled, and they went out. So we see this keshel now between the Gerush mi Mitzrayim and Seida lo asulam. Seida lo asulam. They didn't make provisions. And Mela, they're mufka from Mitzrayim. That means they have bitachon in Hashem. Bitachon in Hashem means they can't stay in Mitzrayim anymore. It's not a place of no bitachon b'Hashem. Mitzrayim is you don't need the rain. You don't need God, kiviyachol. You can just water from the Nile your crops. So therefore, since they had they were expelled from Mitzrayim like Adam HaRishon. When he fell from the Madrega of Yasha, he was expelled from Gan Eden. So too, it was a fuch. Here, they came back to the Madrega of Yasha, and the Mela, they were expelled from Mitzrayim. They came back to the Adam HaYasha, HaMufka Michishboin Yisrabim Upolto Yachutza. And they said, get out of here. We can't take you ma'aminim anymore. You botchim. We don't want to have you around. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. Ato tire. Now you're going to see that they're going to be expelled from the land. And Rashi there says, Ato tire. Avram didn't ask any questions, but you're asking questions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu here mentions the Avos, because here we're dealing with the Yashrus. Now we're going back to the Yashrus, that the Jewish people are going to go back to the Yashrus of the Avos. They're not going to ask any questions. They're not going to prepare Tzedo L'Derech. They're going to be humble. They're going to be believing. They're going to be trusting in Hashem. And the Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to take them out, that Yigolshem, the Mitzrim, are going to expel them from the land. So we're going back to the Madreg of Yashrus, and the Mela, just like when man lost Yashrus, he was kicked out of Gan Eden, now man gets Yashrus back, he is kicked out of Mitzrayim. And that's the answer of Lama Zeh Shelachtani, and why did you send me? And Hashem says, Ata Tira, now you're going to see. Because until now, they had to be tested to see if they're going to be Davik Bibitachon until they are, and then they are going to be expelled from Mitzrayim. And that's why he answers Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, what did you send me for? That's two psukim before. What did you send me for? So you things are just getting worse. So Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ata tira, now you're going to see Hashem Yisrael Paro. Ki b'yad chazaki yishachem, b'yad chazaki yigal shem me'yartze. Until now they haven't yet been tested properly in Bitachon. But now they're going to be tested in Bitachon. Paro is going to expel them. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the whole Mahalach. Hashem was explaining to him the Mahalach. They're going to have this godless hadas of Bitachon. And Memela Paro is going to be Megar Shemei Arzai. And that's what it says. Zacharti loch chesed nu'urayich. Lepshitus hadas. They're going to have this pshitus hadas of being Soymech al Hashem without the chishvones rabim, without all of the calculations, the crooked calculations that man makes, and because there's zecha to this madrega of das the godless, in that merit they are going to be expelled from Mitzrayim, which is a good thing. A lot of times being expelled isn't a good thing, but here it is. A lot of people misquote this pasuk. They say cheshbonos Yisrabim, but the correct reading of the pasuk is Chishvonos. Reza matzasi asher asa alaykim es adam yasha behema vikshu chishvonos rabim. Rashi, mezimo es machshavos shel chet. We have all these different plans. We're going to do this sin and that sin. We do it this way and we do it that way. It's going to be crooked. We wanted, God made us straight and we made ourselves crooked. So now we have the tikkun for this. Following after Hashem with Pshitus Hadas, without the Cheshvonos Yisrabim, and Rashi continues, and he explains, and what's the schar for this? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. Now you're going to be holy. Now that you're holy, you're going to be Ruchni. And you're Roi L'mokoim Ha'odom Be'eretz Yisrael. Now you're worthy of Eretz Yisrael. Now that you're going to be Ruchni, just like when man says Ame, and he shows his trust in Hashem, that Hashem is Ne'eman. So Memeli Zerchet Gan Eden, like we saw before, Shomer Amunim, Shomrim Amen, such a nation gets Pischu She'arim, gets the gates open to Gan Eden, Sotu, and we show our bitachon, we zeichet to Gan Eden, and then we were expelled from Mitzrayim, and there in Yirmiyahu 2:2, beginning of the pasuk is Holoich v'korosa be'ozne Yerushalayim, etc. Koy Amar Hashem. What does this have to do dafka with Yerushalayim? So the biur is based on what it says in the Medrash that Yerushalayim is called Mesois Kol Ha'aretz, and you're now allowed to make cheshbonis that cause you tsar. You're now allowed to look at your bank statement. If it doesn't look good, and you're going to, oh, what's going to be? How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to pay that bill? So they had a special booth outside Mitzrayim that people could look at their bank things and have tsar and make all their cheshbonis and have tsar, but no, not in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, it's Mesois Kol Ha'aretz. It's the happiest place on earth. In other words, you're Lifnei Hashem. You're in this place of Simcha. That's where Simcha is. Simcha is when you're Lifnei Hashem. And that's without the Cheshvoines Rabim. But if they want to think you're Cheshvoines Rabim, says the Medrash, you leave Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim is the most Mesois Kol Ha'aretz. It's the happiest place on earth. It says in the Pasuk in Shmos 22:17, Machshefa loisachaya, don't let the Machshefa live. Rashi explains, Elatumas beveizdin. Rather, she should be killed. This witch should be killed in the courts. We have to understand, Lama dafka mikol chayve misois. Why from all the chayve misois do we have this lashon of loisachaya and not moisumas like we normally have? So it would appear that we're talking here about goydel koyach hadas. Like we have a beautiful shtickle in the Sefer Zikaron to Maron Zecher Tzadik for Kodesh Levrocha on page 74 on the sheet of the Rambam that Shadim are not a true Metzias. Shadim are only a Dimyon. They're only imagination. You see in numerous places that they're a Metzias. So it explains the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal that when we're Oisek in a Metzias that is in the outside world, and that the Rambam says is Taka Dimyon. It's really not there. But when we're oisek in a machal or a dimyon in man's brain, where that's where the metzias is, even dimyonis, and there it's a metzias gemura. In other words, when a person, let me give you an example, when you imagine a really scary event, right, your brain doesn't know the difference between it really happening and the fact that you're just imagining it. That's why just imagining it's going to make you scared, it's going to make you uncomfortable. Because your brain doesn't know the difference between Dimyon and Metzias. So, because in your brain it's a Metzias. So these Shadim, in man's Dimyon, it's a Metzias. In the outside world, scientifically speaking, nah, it's a Dimyon. But in your imagination, it's real. It's a Metzias. So, that's the issue that the Ayin Sham, the Rambam is talking about. We discussed this in a shir, I believe, in the past. The Rambam is talking about the fact that they're not an absolute reality, but in man's brain they are a reality, and that's what Chazal were talking about, how man relates to them. And we can also say here that Kishuf is Makrish Pamalia Shalmala, it contradicts, so to speak, the heavenly hosts, but there's a koyach that's given to the Das Adam to be Koyvea and make a Metzias Lafit Fisasa. And in that the Torah says, in other words, this kishuf shouldn't work, but you have koach with your das to establish a metzias according to your tefisa. Even though it shouldn't work, but you can make it that it does with your das. And in that the Torah says, machshef alei sechayet. In other words, don't make a place that it's going to become like a reality by not killing it. And it's like you agree to its existence. But rather, tumas beveistin. Rashi emphasizes Tumas Beveizdin. The Sifsei Chachamim writes that you shouldn't think that anybody could kill her. Like we have Loisachaya Kol Neshama, which is talking about anybody, not only in a Beizdin. So Rashi tells us, no, Dafka in a Beizdin. But if that's true, then why was it written in the first place? Laisachaya. In other words, the Sifsei Chachamim says you would have a havamina that anybody can kill her because it says Laisachaya Kol Neshama. So Lafuke from that Rashi says no dafka in the Beis Din. So why does it say that Lashon in the first place? So the pshat is, no. When it says loisachaye, what it means is, don't give it a mitzias in your das. And that's really what's said to anybody, everybody. And just like loisachaye kol neshama was said to everybody, so too here. Don't give her a mitzias in your das. And then weiter, elatumas bebeisden. But befoyal, she's killed in the beisden. But the loisachaye is talking about your das. Don't give it a mitzias in your das, because that can make it into a real mitzias. You have the koach to transform this into a real mitzias, this kishuf. So the Torah is telling you not to do that. Machshefa lois sechaya. Don't give any chiyus. Don't give any reality to this. To this kishuf, and but her, the machshev for herself, she should be killed in the Beis Din. And so too behemshe roisa parsha, it says v'shem Elohim acherim lo taskiru lo yishama al picho. Names of other gods you shouldn't mention; they shouldn't be heard on your mouth. In other words, by mentioning them, you give them more of a mitzius. Okay, inyan mashenem v'ashe kasuv. Chazal say, "In boitech v'oyved avoydizara, you can moisem. Kol shekena boitech b'Hashem, you can moisem." In other words, if a person believes in avoydizara, he becomes like the avoydizara. Nothing. And when we believe in Hashem, we become like Hashem. Everything. Kamon yosem kol she boitech b'Hashem. So therefore, don't mention the avoydizara, and give them a mitzi and give them a mitzias. So again, the end of Pasuk Tehillim says that you're going to end up like them if you do that. Nothing. Because in reality, they're not a true Metzias, but you give them more of a Metzias by mentioning the Avodah Zarah, by being a maskir them, by being maskir Shemam. You give them a Metzias. So you shouldn't say, meet me by Avodah Zarah Pliny. Don't give them a Metzias. Because you have that power when you mention that. It's like when you b'teach b'Hashem, then you give him more of a mitzias. Meaning, of course, Hashem has absolute mitzias. But you bring his reality more into the world. And that's what Rashi says in the Pasuk. Al tifnu alilim v'aloyim asech alayisase. At the beginning it says, they're alilim. Al, not. It's not choshuv. But after you're osek with them, it's aloyim asech, it's like God. So don't give them any mitzias. That was what happened with Adam HaRishon. He was told not to be turned to the Das Toivara. And he did so, and then he became a Tarovis, a Das Toivara. It says also, B'chol Asher Amati Tishameru, Das HaRamban, B'Sefer HaMitzvah, Shichas HaLav, and Leis Segimo, that this is an Ashor Shel Elishanois Seder B'Mishkan. Not to change the order in the Mishkan. Gagon Losis HaShulchan B'Dorim V'Amenorah B'Tzofim. Put the table in the south and the menorah in the north. So how's this mentioned in the general lashon of Uchol Asher Amalti? Whatever I said, you should guard. How do we see that you shouldn't be mishana the seder in the Mishkan? So it would appear that this mitzvah is coming to say that you should be careful with the tumuna haklalus of seder hakadusha mitziyusa shalul shanoisa v'kovei atziul b'das al kol seder hakadusha. And also, Machshefa Loisachai in that parasha. In other words, don't change the Seder HaKedusha. Because when you change it, you have the koach with your das to change that Kedusha. Like we said before. Don't give koach to the Avodah Zarah. V'shem Elohim Acherim lo yaskir lo yisham al picha. By mentioning it, you give it koach, you give it more of a mitzias. Machshefa lo yisachaya. By believing in kishuf, you give it more of a mitzias. So to hear. It's a general tzivui. Whatever I tell you, be careful about. meaning don't change the Seder HaKadusha, which includes not to be Mishana the Seder HaMishkan. That's what everything I told you. Meaning like Elohim Achayim lo yishama apicha machshev lo yisachayu, this isn't a parsha. Don't change with your das the Seder of Kedusha. If you have das to change it, then it gives it more of a mitzias. It gives a non-mitzias a mitzias. It's like when you believe in kishim, when you believe in shadim, it gives the shadim more of a mitzias. It gives it a mitzias in your reality. Don't believe in these things and give them more of a mitzias. And that it says Menuchas Shabbos V'yanti Mitoshi B'Shabbos Reglecha B'Psozka M'soch Avtzecha V'Daber Dovel Isaiah 58:13. A person shouldn't be Oisek B'Cheftzecha Shulchol and give it a mitzias B'Das V'Yom HaShabbos. Don't give your Choldik and Yanam a mitzias. But Kanal Yerushalayim that they wouldn't be Choshev Cheshboines. In other words, this is Mesayis Kol Haaretz. Don't give all your cheshbonos a place. Don't give it a reality in this place of simcha. When you're in this place of simcha, you have to live in the true reality, which is that there's nothing to worry about. Complete simcha, Mesayis Kol Haaretz. That's what we see in Parshas Mikates 43:33. Ve'eshu lefanav abuchol kebchorasa v'atzio kitzirasa v'yismu anashim ishal reyehu. He placed them according to their age. And they were wondering to each other. So what was this Tumiyah? This Tumiyah was that we see in the Torah that when we have the Shvatim mentioned, they're mentioned in different starim, depending on the Parshis. And here Yosef put them in his specific Seder, which was Shaykh only to Yosef HaTzadik. In the Torah they're written in other starim. This Seder was Shaif Dafka to Yosef HaTzadik. He was Koveh the Seder. And therefore, Aviyitmu Anashim Al Kolzeh. And that's from what it says in the Pasuk, Kiyom Nokom Belibi, Isaiah 63:4. And Chazal say, Lelibi Gelisi Levari Le Gelisi. I revealed it to my heart, but not to my limbs. I didn't externalize this day of vengeance. And we learn mitorosu shel amaral ayin benetzach Yisrael perek memei v'chidush hagadosh l'Sanhedrin 99a that the geula is shayach rak l'anhoga klolis. This yom nokam belibi is shayach to the anhoga klolis, which is the lev. The lev gilisi levorei lo gilisi. I only revealed it to my heart, but not to my limbs. The heart is klolis achius, and not to anhoga pratis. In other words, the geula is shayach to the general anhoga, not to a specific anhoga. And therefore, Dafka Yosef, who's the most general of the Zera Yaakov, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. And all of the Jewish people are called Al Shem Yosef, Beis Yosef, like we see in the Pasuk in Ovadia 1:18. He gives the Simone Ageula, Pokoid Yifkoid Elohim Eschem. That Lashon is the simon for the Geula. And Memela, since the Anhoga Klolis goes through Yosef, so Memela, Vayikach Moshe, Atzmos Yosef Imai. The bones of the other Shvatim are tuffel to the bones of Yosef, because the Geula is Talui in Anhaga Klolis, and Anhaga Klolis is Shaykh to Yosef. We understand now this special Koyach Hadas that relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we have this Bitocha in Hashem, we have this Godless Hadas, and therefore we can leave Mitzrayim. And you shouldn't use your das to give a mitzias to things that are non-mitzias. Like kishuf. Like avodah zarah. You shouldn't put the mishkan in disorder. Because that also has a koyach to change mitzias with your das. And don't do that. And on Shabbos, don't give a mitzias to Amtash Mishabbos Uglecham Tzochav Tzechav Dabri Dabri. Don't give a mitzias to your business and to other secular matters, mundane matters. Shabbos, it's not Shaykh to Mesayis Kol Haaretz. Go back to your Yashrus. Your Yashrus is you're with Hashem. You're not making your cheshbonos, your worldly cheshbonos. And this day of Geula is predicated on the Pnimius Hanhaga of Hashem. And that's Yosef, Beis Yosef, which encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. And the Mele, when we're bringing up the bones, in the geula. So Yosef's bones are the ikar, because the geula of Yosef, because the geula relates dafka to Yosef, and therefore the bones of the other shvatim are tefil. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.